Blog Talk Radio.
This is Coach Lee. Again, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You know, everyone wants to know, what is it like to be a football coach? You know, what do you go through? What do you have to do? What is it like to be an owner? Well, guess what? I wear both those hats. I am not only the head coach of Las Vegas Showgirls, but I am also the owner of the Las Vegas Showgirls. And I would like to say what's up to all those that are in the chat room. Hey, we doing some good things here. People are starting to come to the site. They're starting to listen in. Hey, maybe Coach Lee got something to say, and he's passing on to everybody. Like I said, none of my info is top secret. It ain't top secret. I like to pass it on, you know, because I want this to be successful. I want women's football to be successful. So with that being successful, you know how we got to start our show. We got to recognize our sponsors. So let's go ahead and jump into our sponsorship commercials.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger. When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Yo, pick Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And for our second sponsor here, we got Adidas. Adidas. Everybody always asks me on the email, Coach, why you always have that Adidas lyric song and not a commercial about Adidas shoes? Well, you know what? Most Adidas commercials are about basketball players, and all you hear is squeak, 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 and you don't hear about what the product is selling. So you know what? I had to go back to old school and say, you know what? Let's sing it. Let's make it happen. Let's make it roll. That's why we go with the My Adidas by Run DMC, who happened to be my favorite rap group of all times. But you know what? That's not on football. So we're going to kick off. Boop. We have kicked off, and it's a deep kick all the way down to the 5-yard line. And that's what the coaches want. Let's stop them before they get to the 20-25-yard line. So we need a kicker that can kick it deep. But you know what? My first quarter topic is about branding. You probably say, branding? What that have to do with football? Well, you know what? It has a lot to do with women's football. And again, I'm probably speaking on behalf of an ownership perspective here and also a marketing and promotion slide here, but branding is so important. With my background of 18 years in the music industry, branding is what it's all about. I mean, we have to set up that artist coming out. We actually make a brand. Just to give you a quick example and a parallel example of branding in football in the music industry, let's take two record labels that I'm associated with at one time or another. Let's talk about Motown real quick. Motown, when you hear Motown, what's in your head? Start thinking about it. Think about it. Exactly. You're talking about Hitsville, because that was their brand of music. Nice, smooth R&B, you know, great groups, great vocals, all that. Then let's talk about another place that I worked at, Death Row Records. Yes, the Death Row Records, the West Coast gangster Death Row Records. But when you think about that and the Snoop Dogs and the Dr. Dre's and all that, you think about hardcore, because that was the brand of music that they were putting out at that point in time, and that's what they're known for. So when I relate that to football, let's talk about branding in football. Dallas Cowboys, great brand. Why? Because it's America's team. That's what they're promoted as. That's what they're marketed as, America's team. You know, so branding is very important in elevating women's football. Let's talk about women's football. What brand do we have? That's something to think on right there. There isn't a brand, you know. And the thing about it, you got to be true to your brand. You know, so in my outlook for branding, and I would use my team as an example because I parallel to the music industry because it's the same concept, you know. You develop the team. Then you put the product out there to test market. Then you get some surveys and find out what are you doing good and what are you doing bad and how could it be appealing to your audience, just like we would do a no-name recording artist. Then we turn it back in and we would rewrap it. We would take that knowledge that we got from that fan base and say, hey, you know what, we need to tweak this, we need to change this, and we need to do this and make this song much better. Same thing with football. You know, our first 2 years was pretty much test market. Let's see what it's all about. We want to have a good brand of football, you know. And, you know, our brand of football here in Vegas is hard-hitting, exciting, and fun. That's the brand of football you're going to see with Las Vegas Showgirls. Hard-hitting, exciting, and fun. That's the brand of football that you will see here in Vegas. Now, do any other team out there have a brand of football? You know, as I look at it, you know, I know of the Dallas Diamonds because I played against them, worked with, alongside of them in some capacity 2-3 years ago. But you know what? They got a smash-mouth type of football. Hard-hitting smash mouth. That's their brand of football. You're playing Dallas Diamond football smash mouthing. And a team that matched up with them good last year was the Chicago Force. Same style of football, smash mouth. In your face, let's get it going. You know, that's not my brand of football, but that's their brand of football. And I don't know what the brand of football across the board is, but that is what you're selling, your brand of football. You know, it even comes down into your name of your team. You know, you got to have a marketable name. You just can't be the I'm just going to make up a town or whatever. You can't be the Logandale Tumbleweeds. I mean, that's not marketable. That's not brandable. I mean, what type of logo could you put with the Logandale Tumbleweeds? You know, hey, you got to give something that has some appeal to it, some kind of flair to it, and then you got to buy into that brand. You know, we can talk about the Los Angeles Lakers of the 80s. It was all about Showtime. That was the style of game you were going to go see, fast-paced, up-and-down, slam dunk, you know. So, again, in women's football, what type of brand of football are we playing? What type of things are the leagues promoting and putting out there? What brand of football? You know, we can't say that we're the best come and play, because if that's the case, then the scores would be a lot closer. You know, if you got the best playing against the best, you're not going to have lopsided scores. So, again, you can't fool the fans. You can't fool those who are into women's football. I mean, into football, period. If you say the best play here, then the best better play there, or else you're going to lose fans, you know. So, again, as women's football world here, as women's football nation, we got to find what type of brand of football we play, and we need to put that brand out there. You know, look at the NBA. They change their brand of football every, what, 4 or 5 years. They recycle themselves. You know, I remember when the NBA, it's fantastic. You know what I'm saying? That was a brand. Okay? Now it's amazing or something like that is a new slogan for this year. I'm not even quite sure. But, you know, they make it happen. You know, the NFL went out with their We Care program. Now they're doing Keep Gym in School program. It's a brand that they're putting out there. It's a brand that I care about my fans. You know, we have not laid that down yet. We have not done it the way we want it done. So, again, 10 years into this game, and we quite haven't gotten it yet as far as the branding is concerned. Again, we need to get people on board that have marketing skills, that have promotional skills, that have the skills to brand your style of football. So it's, again, up to us to make sure that branding is the most important part, or else we won't get those fans, you know. So, again, as a coach, as an owner, I think branding is very important. And, you know, people get it confused with promoting. They get it confused with marketing. But branding is a total different thing. It has a mixture of marketing and a mixture of promoting. You know, people don't realize promotions is all free and giveaways. You know, marketing is spending your money and getting the word out there. And branding is having your logos on everything that you do and everything that you say, you know, from hats to T-shirts to keychains to backpacks to socks to whatever, shorts, shoes, wherever you can put your brand. Think about it. Think about it and think about it. Look at the clothes you got on today. You got some type of brand on. You have a brand on. And it's a quality brand. That's why you buy that brand, because you believe in the quality of that product. That's why companies spend that much, a lot of money in marketing and promotions, because they want to brand you. They want to make sure that you come back to their brand. And so word to both leagues out there, hey, get to moving, get to shaking, and make sure you branding your teams within your league or leagues. That's what you're there for. That's the help that the teams need. We need leagues that are going to stamp their stamp across America and say, this is who we are, this is where we play, and this is how we do it. Other than that, we're not taking care of the business. So, again, wake up, open your eyes, and start the stamping. Teams, you need to start stamping too. You got to make your brand known in your town. It's hard to come to a town and people have never heard of women's football. That means you ain't stamping. You ain't up on where it needs to be. Yes, you're doing community service. That's part of it. Yes, you're going out there and coaching little girls' football teams. Yes, you're going to the elementary schools. Yes, you're going to the radio station. And yes, you're going to the newspapers. And yes, you're on the news. But it doesn't stop there. It's continuous, 24/7, 365 a year. You got a brand until it's on every fan's forehead. You know, matter of fact, get a stamp so you can stamp your fans as they come into the game with your logo on their foreheads. Make them fantastic. Make them brandmatic. And I just made up a word, brandmatic. I like that. But brandmatic your fans. Have them go back and talk at their job about you. Go in and talk to the schools and make them put posters up of your team. You know, co-op with 7-Eleven or Quick Mart or Walmart to do posters and lay your schedule on there. Again, it's all about branding. So, again, you know, that first quarter went by so quick because it's all about branding. You know, branding this show. You were four quarters with Coach Lee. You can always call in anytime and ask a question at 347-826-7278. It's, again, first quarter is down. We rolling. It was all about branding. What are you doing to brand your team? So with that, we're going to end the first quarter, and you guys know what we got to do. Commercial break!
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Big Enterprise, we'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, you know we can't go to any other rental car because they not like Enterprise. They don't come by and pick you up. But Enterprise, they will pick you up. I know your toes are tapping when you hear that song because that was just a classic 1984 hit. Oh, I'm hitting back in the music scene again. Hot dogs. But I'm not in the music. But you know what? Sometimes at a game, the band or the person that's DJing, hey, they get the tunes in there as a coach, and you catch yourself tapping your fingers and toes during the game. But anyway, let's get back to focus here. We're going to focus back second quarter, okay? Second quarter, mid-season adjustments. Oh, as a coach, I mean, this is where it's at. You know, I'm a big advocate of preseason games because I know it's going to take two or three games for me to find out what I really got in my stable. You know, I don't know what my horses can do in a real game. You know, practice against my own team, you know, my players know their weaknesses against the players on their own team when you see them every day. But it's that mid-season adjustment. It's that time to say, hey, ladies, we either playoff bound or we'll be staying home for the playoffs, but we got to make something out of this. You know, I haven't checked a lot of the standings at the moment, but you know what? I would say only 25% of all the teams that play football right now are still in the running for playoffs. And I know that it's been some topics on the women's tackle football group .neen.com board about playoffs and who's going to be in the playoffs, and that's great. But you know what? I look at it this way as a coach. In an eight-game season, the very first game is a playoff because every game counts. And, you know, that might be good for the intensity of the game, but as far as adjustment and seeing what you have, it hurts coaches, especially those who got new teams, those who got a group of rookies. And it takes a while to mush and to mash a team together into one. And, you know, I truly understand that, and I really think that coaches are trying to get through that situation. But, again, you got to play those preseason games. If you don't get those preseason games, you got a loss. And, you know, what can you really do? But, you know, even talking about that, you got mid-season adjustments. You know, you're going around for the second time and you're playing teams for the second time. And so you can't come with the same lame plan that either worked or didn't work the first game. You know, if you beat on a team and you beat them pretty good, you can pretty much go with probably 75% of your game plan and tweak about 25%. Just make some slight adjustments both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And you'll be okay. But for those teams that, you know, were in close games, you don't want to come back totally, you know. I'll break it down to about 50% of what you did in that first game you want to tweak and change. And for a team that's on the losing end of a possible blowout, hey, there's probably about 75% of stuff that you want to tweak and change because, again, it didn't work. You got to come to the table with something new. You know, again, there was a couple of, discussions on, you know, should you be willing to move players around this late in the season, during the midseason? And my adjustment is, hey, always, to make your team better, you got to make those adjustments. If you got a great offensive guard who's quick and who's powerful, hey, you might want to put her at fullback. You know, you might have a tight end that's not great at catching the ball and is proven the last couple of games. You might want to move her to offensive tackle or guard. You know, you got a quarterback who's not able to get out the pocket. You might want to move one of your wide receivers at QB. You know, and you might want to move some players from defense to offense and offense to defense. But those are the adjustments that you got to make when you have a limited group or a limited number on your team. You know, we can't say that we're the NFL. We can't say that we are the college football or, in some cases, high school, where we can go one position, one side of the ball. You know, most of our ladies got to play iron woman football, which is cool, too. I try not to go that route, even though I have enough athletes that could possibly play both ways on a lot of teams. But, again, I want to keep my team fresh. I want to keep my team moving forward. You know, those adjustments that I have to make, I definitely will make them. And we're making our slight adjustments as we speak. Even though we've only played one full game, and we had a forfeit, and then we had a rearrangement of a game due to conflict of facilities and some other issues. But, you know, we work around those things. But we've been off 5 weeks. So we've been constantly tweaking, watching film and practicing, going, you know, scrimmaging each other throughout the 5 weeks off. And we feel that we're going to be ready for the game. But as a coach, you know, we got to do something that's different. If I'm 0-4 right now, apparently in those four games, I didn't do anything to make things happen. So I got to come back this second half of the season, especially against those teams that we play for the second time, and do something a little bit different, show them a different look. Give players the opportunity to play other positions. Because if you're getting beat down and the players aren't happy, most likely they ain't coming back for the next season. And that's what we got to use this adjustment for, retention. Getting those players back for next year. You got to start planning for next year. If you're out the playoffs right now, your motivation got to be and have to be, hey, we're building upon this season for next season for our playoff run or our championship run. I mean, that's part of being a good coach and a great coach is keeping that morale up and keeping those players interested in this season. Because it's easy. It is so easy for somebody to quit. It is so easy for the coaches to say, you know what, we don't even need to practice, you know. Because that's my philosophy sometimes, you know. I don't have to train 364 days out of the year to run that marathon and come in last place. I can sit on the couch and eat some Twinkies and ding-dongs and still come in last place at that marathon. So, again, you got to convince the players that, hey, we are doing things to get better. No, they're not showing out on the field, but we can show improvement, and that's what we have to do and convince our players. We got to make it fun. You got to make it interesting. Those adjustments that you make on the field got to be fun. You know, it's a good time to put in a couple of trick plays. You know, you can motivate them to be spoilers of some other team that have playoff ambitions. It's nothing like being a spoiler because you get to talk about that all season. Hey, we was a spoiler last year, but next year we're going to be a playoff contender. We're going to be a winner. You know, and it starts from this game that we upset somebody. You know, there's a lot of teams out there that have cakewalk schedules, as has been said out there. You know, but those are still adjustments that we have to make as coaches. So, again, a lot of information is out there, you know, on those adjustments. There's a lot of topics on the Women's Tackle Football Group.neem.com. You know, again, I welcome everybody to step on there, breathe, look around, do what you got to do, but make comments. You know what I'm saying? You know, my mom always told me that, you know, to go visit somebody and not let them know that you've been by there is rude. So, you know, when you go on the board, you know, make your presence known. You know, if you have an opinion, make it known. You know, at least knock on the door. At least leave a note saying, hey, I was here, or that's a good topic, or something. But again, my mom always told me, when you go visit somebody, let them know that you went by there, that you was there. Because if you don't, they don't know, and it's just rude to not let people know that you visit, you know, the house or whatever. But what does that got to do with adjustments, Coach? It has a lot to do with adjustments. Hey, if your coach ain't making adjustments and it ain't fun for you, you need to let the coaches know, you know, in a professional way, not just take your helmet off and say, what the going on here, coach? We ain't doing, that ain't how you do it. Do it professionally. Before practice, hey, coach, you know, I was talking with the other girls, and we want to have some fun, you know. Can we run a double reverse pass? Can we put such and such at quarterback and let her run a quarterback sneak, even though she's like 6'4", 280 pounds? You know, make it fun for the team. Make it happen. Make it do what it do, baby. Just like my man Ray Charles. We do what it do, baby. We do what it do, you know. Or it is what it is. Is that the new slogan right now? It is what it is. So talk to your coach. Let them know, hey, coach, I know we 0-4, we 0-5, we've been getting beat 70-0 or 50-0 or even 7-0. You know, we want to make it happen. We just want to make it happen and see it happen, okay? So, again, you know, everything is rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking. I got a couple more minutes in this quarter, so I'm just going to add a little bit to what the midseason adjustments were to make. You know, again, you can work on some special teams. You can throw in a reverse. What else? You know, you can do a trick play on an extra point. You can do a funky alignment, you know, where it five linemen on this one. We call it, it's called a jailbreak, or it's called an open gate. It's a whole bunch of things. But add some flavor to your adjustment. Make it fun. Make it that the players want to come back next year because you loosened up. You know, you got to loosen up. You got to make it fun, and we can go from there. You know, win or lose, you got to make those adjustments. And being a good coach or a great coach, going from being an okay coach to a good coach is making those adjustments. From going from a good coach to a great coach is making those adjustments. The coaches that can make those type of adjustments are the ones that succeed and are able to win championships. So, you know, that is it. That is all. That's what I got for midseason adjustments. You talk it up. You make it happen. Let's see what you're going to do and see if you can turn your season around. Can you go 4-4 after going 0-4? Can you go 2-6 after being 0-6? You know, can you take it up a notch from going from 3-0 to 8-0? Again, it's all about adjustments. You got to make those adjustments. So with that, you know, again, we're going to end quarter number two. We always go to our commercials, so we got to give our sponsors their just due because they're behind you. Women's football, these are the sponsors that are willing to deal with us.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger. When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, we got Enterprise. And I was just talking to my buddy, the marketing director over at Enterprise, and he just cracks up when he listens to this show. He's like, man, you are nuts. You are crazy, and you just hit our motto all the time, motto, about, you know, pick Enterprise. Why? Because we pick you up. And he just loves that. But, you know, you got to have some fun. You got to have some flavor when you're doing some things. You can't just be dry and say, pick Enterprise. They pick you up. That doesn't work. You got to have some energy behind what you're doing. You got to have energy behind women's football. You got to have energy behind coaching. And you definitely got to have energy behind playing this game. So we're going to move on. You know, the tap-toeing, tip-tip-tipping Adidas. Because we got to do it like that. So here we go. My
Adidas.
Back to the Adidas thing. Oh, thank you, baby. Sorry about that. My daughter came in and said, Daddy, you want some water because I know you're talking. Yes, I definitely need some water because I definitely be running my mouth on this show. You know, I told BJ, hey, once you get me going, I can't stop. Ask my players. We in practice at 9:15. By the time we get off the field, it's 10 o'clock. So, again, I just run and run and run my mouth. But, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what you do at halftime. You make those adjustments. You talk, and you wish you had 20 minutes instead of 15-minute halftime sometimes because you've really got to hit the point. You know, it's not really enough time for me in this hour show to hit, you know, four or five topics. But, you know, I just want to put that idea out there, you know, to get that dialogue going, to start talking about some things because that's what it's all about. I'm initiating these things. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's some great things that can be done, again, if we pull our resources together. And, again, I'm in it for the love in the forward movement of women's football. You know, it's definitely not a money thing for me because I didn't lost too much money behind this love of the sport. So, anyway, going back to quarter number three, we're going to talk about bowl games, the idea of bowl games with a big question mark. What are the possibilities of teams hosting the bowl game after the season? You know, when you look at college football nowadays, and you can even go to Pop Warner football, the teams that don't make the playoff wind up having like a little bowl game. You know, and I remember getting a bowl patch from the Wilmington Bowl out in California in the sixth grade because we lost in the first round of the playoffs. No, we didn't play in the championship, but, you know, another team wanted to host a bowl game, and it was a fundraiser for them, you know, because, again, it was another game, and it was like six levels of football from sub-Bantams to junior Bantams, and it was like four different divisions or five divisions in between there, and all their teams hosted a team on that particular day and call it the Wilmington Bowl. So, again, it was another opportunity to not only, you know, get that last hoorah as a team together, but it was also a good way for the organization to raise some money and some awareness of their football organization and then start prepping for next year. You know, the same thing with college football. You got teams from different conferences, different leagues, as you want to put it, and they get together and spend a week together or 3-4 days doing activities in hosted towns and cities, and their fans travel, and, you know, and it's a beat-on-your-chest type of thing, you know. The Pac-10 whooped up on everybody last year, and everybody talking about how soft the Pac-10 was. Of course I'm a Pac-10 fan. I'm from the West Coast. What more can I say? Fight on, Trojans. Fight on, baby. But anyway, I went on my USC kick there. But I think it's a great idea. I think it should be something that teams should talk about. It should be things that other teams should want to do to help elevate the sport, to help create rivalries, to help create awareness, especially with teams that are from different leagues that are in the same city or same state. You know, you create that awareness and you get that Oklahoma State. You get that USC, UCLA. You get, you know, that type of fight in fan base, you know, because the fans are going to pick. If they got a choice of two, they're going to be on one side of the fence or the other. So, again, we got to create that hype. We got to create that, again, going back to that first quarter topic, that branding. You know, what type of brand of football are you playing? But, you know, we got to be like boxing matches. You got to, you know, I love myself some Don King. The king of all hype is Don King. I am sorry to say it, but he is definitely the king of hype, you know, and that's what we need here. We need some hype. We need something extra, you know. I know that the leagues are what I want to say, bouncing on the fact that, you know, the championship is their highlight of the season. Well, that's great because that's only two teams that are getting that highlight, you know. Why not all 85 of us get some kind of hype? You know, host a bowl game. You know, I wouldn't mind hosting a casino bowl or Las Vegas bowl or a doubleheader bowl, you know, whatever. Whatever it takes to create that awareness that women play football is something that we need to jump into. We definitely need to jump into those type of things. Bowl games, it would be sweet. It would be definitely sweet if we can host an L.A. Amazon versus Las Vegas Showgirls bowl game, be it 1 week here, 1 week there, you know, or just one game period. or host four teams coming together, even if the leagues don't agree to let us play each other, at least let us play in the same venue. Ha! See, Coach Lee's always thinking outside the box. We'll host a game here in Las Vegas, and it'd be two IWFL teams playing each other and two WFA teams. You know, what's wrong with that? Think about it, folks. Think about it. It's creating the hype. You know, it's creating that Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, that Muhammad Ali, George Foreman. That was all hype. And once the hype got there, the fight lived up to the hype. Right now, we have no hype in what we do. We don't even hype up their own championship games. You know, we just don't do it. There's no advertisement out there talking about what's going on for the championship games. You know, if you got it planned 6 months in advance, then why not do the hypeness? Why not create that buzz? I mean, everybody laugh at me and Coach Bartley on here. Me and Ant, we cool. We are cool. Remy swear up and down that we hate each other. But it's the hypeness to get people aware of, hey, he got the links, I got the showgirls, and I'm going to barbecue today. Just like my boy on, you know, what's the Trans Am movie with Burt Reynolds? Come on, help me out, help me out, help me out. Smokey and the Bandit. I'm going to barbecue yo in molasses. And I think I can say ass on here, so I can barbecue your ass in molasses. Whatever Texas slogan and slang that is, I still don't know to this day. But, you know, that's the hypeness that we create. That's the hypeness that we had for this game that's going to be in L.A. I'm originally from L.A. So I called all my buddies, all my ex-girlfriends and my homeboys and my ex-teachers and colleagues that I work with and say, hey, yo, I'm going to be in town. I got a football team. Y'all need to come and cheer us on. You know, it's just like a Carson and Banning rivalry. But it's that hypeness that we're trying to create to get people in the stands. And once we get them there, we got to live up to the hype. We have to live up to the hype. If you're going to hype it, you better be about it and play like it. But see, that's what I think a lot of teams are scared of in the leagues. They're scared to hype themselves because if they don't measure up to that hypeness, then they feel that they fail. And that's not true either. You got to put some kind of bowl game action, some kind of things that are going on. I mean, you got teams that already share the same fields. They share the same city. I know in Dallas they use the same field. I think it's three teams that use the same field, if I'm not mistaken. Might be wrong, but I know at least two teams. You know, it costs them nothing to host another game, or they can split the cost and create that hypeness, that rivalry. You can pit this team and this league against the other league. You want to be on TV? You want to make a name for yourself? Then that's what's got to be done. You got to create that. And, again, I think bowl games is a great idea, be it that the leagues don't want it to happen. But, again, as an owner of a team, once I fulfill my obligation as an owner of a team in that league, hey, it's my duty to continue promoting. It's my duty to continue getting awareness to not only women's football, but Las Vegas Showgirl football here in Vegas. So, yes, I invite all the teams to come. I don't care. I pay for your rooms. It don't matter. You get here, we play. That's how I put it out there, you know. But that should be my prerogative at the end of the season. As long as it don't interfere with the season, it shouldn't matter what the owner wants to do with his team. If his women or her women still want to play ball, then let's do it. Don't just leave me at eight games and that's it. You know, that's too much money put into this organization just to play eight games over a 10-week period. It's too short. About time I didn't got the news coverage and the newspapers involved, we've already played half our games, at least at home. So, again, creating a preseason bowl game or after-season bowl game or a series of games should be the prerogative, again, of the owner. You know, and as a coach, I definitely want to see that because, again, it's something. It's a bragging tool. It's something to say, hey, we did this. You know, we have a goal. You know, for those teams that can't make the four-person or the 18 playoff out of, you know, 50 teams, you know, 42 teams got something to look forward to, an extra game, something to validate themselves. So, again, bowl games are definitely something that we should look into. Owners, step it up. Coaches, step it up. Players, step it up. You know, talk about it. Be about it. Do it. You know, hey, again, I'm just Coach Lee, and you in four quarters with Coach Lee. And sometimes I just be rumbling and stumbling here, but I got my topics on point. It's just a matter of you taking it in, opening your eyes, opening your ears, and allow it to flow in. And then you taking it and taking it to the next level. You know, again, I'm just the initiator. I'm just the one that's going to get it started. But you know what? Just like in football, you got to finish it. You got to finish that four quarters. You can't just start off in the game and score three touchdowns and think game is over and you won. No, it's too much time in the game. Too much time in the game. So, again, that's all we got right now is time. And we got to put time together and say, hey, I really would like to play in the bowl game. I would really like to kick somebody else's butt. I would really like to play the team that's next door to me who's talking smack, because that's all we do is talk smack, again, creating that hype. But once you get it on the field and that hype is there, guess what? It makes it happen. Go to the NFL. Go to the AFL. What was that all created on? Hype. Hype. That's what merged the leagues was hype, because one league said they can whoop the other league and the other league said you can't whoop us, you know. Muhammad Ali, again, hype, hype. He got his first title chance or bout against Sonny Liston because he went to Sonny Liston's camp and was creating the hype. You don't want to fight me. You're going to go down in three. You're going to do whatever, whatever, until Sonny Liston had to say, you know what, let me fight this guy. And, of course, Sonny Liston lost. But you know what? It created that hype in football, I mean in boxing, that elevated the game of boxing. That is what the bowl game situation is. That's what the colleges do. They create that bowl game hype, and they pit conferences against other conferences, and that's how you determine what conference is the best. You know, if you want to be about the best, you got to play the best. You can't be hiding behind a rock and talking about I'm the best, you know. So, you know, that's me. That's how I feel. That's where it's going. Again, you're rocking four quarters. I'm talking about four full 15-minute quarters with Coach Lee. You can always call in at 347-826-7278 anytime, any place you want to, and drop a line in. Hey, my line is open. If you got a question about a particular topic in a particular quarter, we call timeout right there and let you chime on in. So, you know, just let BJ know what you want to do. All right? So we finished up there with the bowl game situation and how it could be beneficial. It's definitely a hypeness to, again, elevate women's football. That's what we're here for. That's what we're trying to do. Hey, give it to us. Let us know. So, you know, I always got to end my quarter with commercial break. Let's see if I got it on point this time. Oh, yeah, I'm always ready. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Always pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. That wasn't right. You know what? That was a false start here. So minus 5 yards. Let's start that over. Just like football, hey, we got a false start there on the offense. We had to rewind it, minus 5 yards, and play that over again. You know, that's why I love football. It is such a worldly sport. I mean, everything you do to relate to football. And that's why it's such a great game, and that's why it was a hidden secret and a hidden jewel away from the ladies. But now you got the opportunity to play the game, the world game, the game of all games. Man, I wish I could start all over again, you know. But I'm glad I'm with this movement. This movement is great. You know, we doing what we supposed to do. It's just a matter of getting on the same page. That's all. Same page. My last topic and the fourth topic is Team USA Eagle football for women. You know, in my last show last week, I had the director of Eagle football, Rudy Weiland, come on here and talk about some of the great things that he's done over the past 6 years with men's international football. And we've been talking for probably about 3.5 months, and I got a lot of emails and people are congratulating me and doing some other things. I want to say thank you to everybody that has definitely sent me congratulations. But I also had a lot of questions about it, you know, in comparison to what, you know, the IWFL is doing and what the USA football is doing. You know, the bottom line is we're promoting women's football. And we have an opportunity to go internationally and play. I know that, you know, the other USA football team is pretty much for the World Cup, which is great. The more the merrier to me, you know. But I think the opportunities for playing is once every 4 years. I haven't done my total research on it, so don't misquote me, and I don't want to say anything wrong. But I think the World Cup for football that they're trying to put together is once every 4 years. What we're trying to do is something that's going to take place every year, prior to the season and after the season, of All-Stars going over or the All-Stars from overseas coming here and playing. But, you know, is it fair that a great athlete might be 35 years of age and they just played the World Cup, you know, this past summer, and they have to wait 4 more years to play overseas to represent the United States? You know, they're, you're talking about 39 pushing 40. Are they going to be that same great player? I don't think so. But it's an opportunity, again. You got to realize that doing what we're doing and doing what I'm doing is opening opportunities for those who want to be a part of. Am I going to get everybody? No. Is everybody going to be in agreement? No. Is it elevating women's football? Yes. Is it bringing recognition to women's football? Yes. Is it open to all? You know, that's one of the questions I was asked. Yes, it is. You know, I would like to ask Sarge to help put this team together because Sarge has a great analysis for, you know, all-star teams outside of what the league's voted upon or whatever. You know, Sarge is doing his thing and getting some great players on the all-star list, be it cross league, one league, two leagues, five leagues. I would like to add Sarge onto the selection committee. Because, again, some of the questions have been, you know, how are you going to do this? Well, one, I need players who want to play, for one. Two, should be recommended by your coach or your team or some other team that you are a good player. Because, again, I, as a personal person, don't get a chance to see everybody. Even though the Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com board is up and can showcase a lot of players. I mean, we got video access. And if, you know, you're a good player, then put a highlight tape together. Put it up on there so everybody can see. We can do a voting situation with that, you know. You know, where are we going to be based at? Well, right now we're based in Las Vegas, you know. Why? Because it's cheap to get here. We have adequate hotel rooms and things of that nature. Will we get around to other cities and states to check out players? Yes, we will. You know, I'm hoping that we can get the coaches on board to recommend some of the players, you know, for the first opportunity to go overseas and play. You know, am I looking for coaches? Yes, I'm looking for coaches. I would like for coaches to, one, email me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com because that's my immediate email address, but I'm putting together, you know, the website, and I'm putting together the email address and some other things for the USA Lady Eagles football. But at this moment, yes, you can email me directly. It's no problem. And like I said, I want everybody to get in on the opportunity. It's not, again, I've never put myself out there to be just a Coach Lee thing. It's always been women's football thing with me. But again, it's creating that hype. You know, some people ask me, what are my qualifications? You know, again, if I create the hype of who I am and I can live up to it, then I am what I am. You know, I've always been, I won't say arrogant, but I won't say cocky. What's a good word, folks? Help me out. What am I? I'm just confident at what I do. And I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, it's done. Word is bond. Old 80 slang. Word is bond with me. Okay? So, again, I've gotten a lot of questions. And, again, I try my best. You know, no, I can't say I try my best. I either do or I don't. That's my slogan. You know, I will do what I say I will do, and I won't do what I say I won't do. But I do answer every question. I have answered every email that was directed to me regarding the USA Lady Eagle football. And I'm pretty clear on it. You know, the bottom line is let's promote football, not only here in the States, but worldwide. But it takes steps in between to do that. And it goes back again to branding. You know, we talked about that. We talked about that earlier. It's about marketing. It's about creating that hype, you know, that we got the German national team coming. You know, we got the Italian international team coming. You know, we got the Japan team coming, whatever, you know. And we might try to do a tour or something. You know, again, all these ideas are formulating, and we're putting them together. And like I said, I'm in contact with four German teams as we speak today. This was prior to being appointed director and head coach. You know, because, again, I'm trying to create hypeness for the Las Vegas Showgirls because that's my brand. That's what I do. And if I can create hypeness for all 85 other teams out there, then let's do it. If I got a city willing to pay for, you know, three international teams to come out here because they're going to do commercials, you know, worldwide, why not be a part of that? Why not share the wealth? That's what it's all about, you know. You know, I got a couple questions here on the chat room. The International Women's Flag Football Association. You know, I would love for working with everybody. Again, that is what the whole Ning Board is all about, and there's been open invitations to have them there. Again, some associations have their associations with other teams, other leagues that might have restrictions for them to work with other teams outside of that particular league. You know, I know that the New York Sharks have a great program going on with the women's flag football. I don't know if it was open up to all women's football teams, and I respect, you know, whatever call they made. But again, all the associations got to be willing to open up to the best. If you want to be the best, you got to allow the best to play. And you're only going to know who the best are by putting them together. You can't draw a line and say, well, because you're associated with me, you are the best. No, it has to be open that there's no line that needs to be crossed. So, again, I might be shaking a couple of bushes here and a couple of cherries might be falling down and a couple of grapes, but that's what it takes to get the fruits of our labor to going. You know, we got to be able to work together. There is nothing wrong with that. So, again, as long as everybody has an open line of communication, And again, leave your egos at the door. Ah, leave your egos at the door. Ha ha. Coincidence. Name of the team, Eagles, and leaving your egos at the door. But you got to be able to work, you know. And again, with me being in this position as the director and head coach, I am open to suggestions. I am open to coaches. I am open to players because I want to represent what we do as the best. Would I love to have a Jessica Springer on the team? Oh, heck yeah, you know. Would I love to have the quarterback? I don't have her name offhand from the Pittsburgh Passion. Heck yeah. You know, would I love some of the Divas players? Heck yeah. Would I love some of the Amazon players to play? Yes. Would I love some of the Lynx? Yes. You know, I can go on down the line. What team you with don't mean a thing to me. The whole thing is, do you want to represent? Do you want to be the best? Oh, thank you. Lisa Horton. She's a great, great quarterback. You know, but that's how it has to be. But until those who make decisions are open-minded as I am, could it be and clear to everybody? No. That's why you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. I'm always willing to put my name out there if it's a great product. Always. I'm behind it. I've never trashed anybody, and I've never torn down anything. okay? Even with me leaving one league to another league, you didn't hear me talk about the bad things or the good things. I mean, you heard more good things than anything. And people say, why do you do that? Why do you leave something and you still talk highly about it? Because it's still a reflection of what I'm trying to promote, women's football. So, again, have an open mind. Be worldly about what you're getting involved in. Do what you do. And, again, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. That's the bottom line, you know, and that's what I try to promote on the women's tackle football.neen.com board. You know, come up with solutions. Stop tearing down what's going on. Come up with solutions. So the solution here is, hey, let's work together some form or fashion. It ties into our bowl games. It ties into everything that we're trying to get done and accomplish with women's football. Is creating that hype, it's creating that awareness, and it's creating that main topic in quarter number one, the brand of football, you know. Because, again, I've even was asked a question about the Lingerie Tackle Football League. You know, do I support it? Well, you know, hey, I'm a man. I'm sorry, but I love beautiful women. I don't care if they play football, tennis, or homemakers. I just love beautiful women. So, you know, to each their own. Now, do I want to promote and do I coach that style of football? No, that's not the brand that I want to promote. Will I buy a ticket to go see it? Yeah, I would. There's nothing wrong with it, you know. And the same attitude you got to have towards men who are looking at you guys as women playing a man's sport. They might have the same assumption you have towards ladies tackle lingerie league, that it's a joke, that it's not real football. You know, why are you even playing it? You know, we play real football. We play the real brand of football. Why try to imitate what we're trying to do? But, you know, like I told that emailer, hey, they're outshining us. Every time you look on the internet, you're talking about the lingerie league. So they must be doing something right. And they have a demographic of fans that are going to come see them. I guarantee you, they're going to pack an arena. Trust me, they're going to put butts in the seats. So we need to take a lesson of how to put butts in the seat. If that's their brand of football, if it's sexy football, you know what? That's the brand that they're selling. You know, if we're selling real football, then let's make it real. You know, make it as real as you can make it. Work on your fundamentals. Work on play calling. Work on tackling. Do the things that you need to do to make this what you want it to be. You know, football is football. Arena football, indoor football, flag football, tackle football, street football, football in the park, you name it. The bottom line is football. You know, and that's what we're promoting. That's what we're putting out. You know, get it together. Stop being so judgmental about other people playing their style of football. What is your style of football? You know, if we want to play international ball, we need to go over and represent the United States the way we play football. So, yeah, I'm on my box here, soapbox, and I'm talking. But that's how it works when you're four quarters with Coach Lee. You know? Don't worry about it. You can cut it up. I'll talk in between because I'm all about Public Enemy. I'm all about elevating my mind. I'm all about elevating football. But, again, I'm here to talk to you about what you're doing. And if you ever want to reach out to me, anytime, 24/7, you can always reach out to me at Las Vegas Showgirl @yahoo.com. Anytime, any place, bring it on. We create the hype. We make it happen. We do what we do. We do what we do. So, again, I am feeling you guys. I am feeling women's football. I am feeling that we can take this to the next level. It is going to be great. So, you know, four quarters with Coach Lee is like mind stimulating. It opens up your mind, makes you think, because it's coming from the heart. Gotta be hustles of football, like Public Enemy's talking about. And again, I am Coach Lee, four quarters, and I'm out.